The Proxy Zone Reboot, starring Daniel Schall, written by Gerald Burke. Episode 10, Into the Void. Recap. Oh. I guess I'm out of the job. Quick, we need to repair the microfusion T-Claw.
Okay, I'm on it.
Bryce, my arm's starting to disappear. I'm losing Angelina Jolie over here. Hurry!
Who wants espresso?
Oh, yes, please.
Donnie, focus.
I'd focus better with some espresso. Oh, God, that's hot.
Oops, you dribbled a little bit. Let me get that.
I need the T-Claw online now.
I know. Okay, just try it now.
Yo, my name is Prissy, and you have successfully activated my primary cognitive systems, level 1. There are 5 total levels.
Okay, we should have surveillance back on. Prissy, identify any threats.
No threats detected, baby. Yeah, that's my bad. Multiple threats detected. They have penetrated our defense and are currently inside the base.
Dave, Kevin, I need your help stopping those mutant monkeys.
I'll do what I can with one arm, but you're gonna get like half the results.
Me too. I'm gonna revert the phase converter polarity to see if we can get that radar dish to move.
Great idea.
Ah, sorry, little monkey dudes.
That's the last of them, I think. That was weird, wasn't it?
To be clear, all of this is weird.
True, but if the reboot progressed as far as we've thought, we should be dealing with fewer threats, not more.
I mean, it would be a pretty dull beginning to the last episode if we just watched Spike and Donnie twiddling with computer parts.
Yes, well, I could go for dull right now.
Yeah, but something tells me it's important to have an exciting distraction to keep what we're doing now interesting. In fact...
No, put it away, Kevin. Now is not the time for that.
Ah, fine.
It worked! The radar dish is moving!
I aligned the spanner shifter, so we should be able to...
Yo, my cognition has reached level 2, the same as a Texas middle school PE teacher in the 1980s.
Prissy, align the radar dish to the Andromeda Galaxy.
Yo, what the hell is that?
The Andromeda Galaxy is...
Nah, what's a radar dish?
I got this. Prissy, take the curvy thing on your head and point it at the spirally thing that looks like it's dipped in glitter.
Why don't you say so? I'm on it.
My brother's a middle school PE teacher, so that was actually insanely helpful.
Nice. Now, can you realign the spec converter fields? We'll need that to hone in on the access point.
Yeah, sure thing.
As much as it pains me to say this, you're doing great.
Thanks, Spike. I couldn't do it without you.
I'm not sure what those monkeys were about, but keep your head on a swivel. Teresa?
Yes?
Do you know how to fire a gun?
Oh, no. No.
I'm going to need you to learn. Here, take this. It's simple to operate.
What do?
When something comes through there, we shoot. You shoot. Got it?
Are you sure you don't need any coffee?
We need you, Teresa.
What about her?
I don't do manual labor. Besides, I'm monitoring the surveillance equipment for any signs of trouble since Prissy seems preoccupied.
Main power is down. Only the auxiliary remains.
We won't be able to...
I know, Donnie. I know.
Greetings, Cassandra. It's me, your arch-enemy, Associate Professor Ferocious.
Who's Cassandra?
Who's Associate Professor Ferocious?
Who thought Associate Professor would be an intimidating nickname?
You didn't think I'd find you, did you, Cassandra?
There is no Cassandra here. Go away.
You don't fool me, Cassandra. The mutant spider monkeys were just a taste of the horrors I have in store for you. Prepare, if you can, for my genetically enhanced spider monkeys.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, indeed. Did you forget about me? I thought payroll did, but that last check finally went through. For our final episode, Into the Void, we opted for a straight-into-action approach. Our heroes are really in a pickle now, aren't they? No electricity, genetically enhanced monkeys, and an evil genius robot bent on revenge. Albeit for the wrong person, but still, how will our team get out of this mess? The clock is ticking. Time is running out. Stay tuned for the thrilling conclusion as we travel into the void.
You already said that, dude.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know. I got this voice in my head. It's super annoying. It's been going on all week.
We should try to cut them off before those monkeys get to us.
Great idea. Everyone knows what to do?
I'm still a little murky on the details.
Dave, Kevin?
Well, what's left of me? Or should I say what's right of me? My left arm is gone, yeah.
Dave, Kevin, and Teresa, you're with me. Spike and Donnie, get that power back on. Duchess Fallbrook, can you operate my father's Archimedes ray?
Spike's the only other person who knows how to operate that thing.
I need Spike to
get the power on. I know.
We're running out of time. On my mark, head out.
That should do it. Throw the breaker. How's it going out there, Duchess Fallbrook?
They're holding their own. Those monkeys are really genetically enhanced. About half have been wiped out now, along with half of Kevin. He's shooting remarkably straight for half a person, though.
How's Teresa?
She's kicking ass. You should see this.
Really? I never would have took her for the ass-kicking type, unless it's mine. That's only metaphorically speaking, though. She's a very gentle woman, especially in...
Focus, Donnie.
Right, sorry. Lucky for us, the radar dish is still aligned, so all we need to do is attach the red suit, and we should be able to bring Red back.
Here goes nothing.
Need to rewrite that line of code, otherwise... Oh, holy crap! I'm back! Is everyone all right?
We have half of Kevin, and we've lost the professor.
The rest are fighting a horde of genetically enhanced spider monkeys, and a robot angry at someone named Cassandra.
Cassandra?
Wait, you know her?
Yeah, she's from a game called Fantasy for Real. I uploaded some of her fighting code into Teresa. I thought you might need some extra help, but... It looks like that only brought Associate Professor Ferocious to your base, and I'm not sure if you pieced it together yet, but they started the reboot early. I've been trying everything possible to delay it, but it's almost finished. Your base is the last memory zone to get erased before the factory reboot is complete, and I'm so sorry I couldn't download you on my side. Because of the time differential, there was only space for one of you, and I'm hoping that at 10 times the speed, I should have 10 times the storage power. I've linked it to reconvert on the other side in a zip folder, and it should work in theory.
In theory?
It's a risk, but...
Spike, he came back for us, and now his life is in jeopardy. He didn't have to, but he did, so you need to trust him.
Not again!
What's happening?
Associate Professor Ferocious uses an electrical discharge weapon to attack his enemies, so you'll need to take him out if my plan has any chance of working.
Spike, I hate to put more on your plate, but...
You need me on the Archimedes ray.
Yes, exactly.
That should do the trick, but you'll need to wait until he discharges again. Until it's released, the energy he stores generates a shield...
Let me guess, it's impenetrable.
Correct, but when he discharges the energy, he becomes temporarily vulnerable to attack.
Donnie, I need you to get the electricity back on, and help Red get everyone back on those hard drives.
Without you? I can't do it.
I'll help, but we need to hurry. We only have about 10 minutes of your time left. You can do this, Donnie. I believe in you.
Okay, how much time now?
8 minutes. All we have to do now is connect the hard drive to Prissy. We can set up the converter now, but we'll have to wait until Ferocious spikes our system one more time. If we connect it now, we risk frying the whole thing.
How long do you think that'll take?
3 minutes plus a minute to reset the electricity.
But by that time, most of us will be gone.
I don't think so. The last bug I uploaded should freeze everything until the final wipe. I'm afraid it won't do any good for Kevin, though. His wipe began before I uploaded the code. Here, help me install the hard drive. It shouldn't take more than a minute.
Hey, Red, I was thinking. You know, I know I was angry with you.
You had every right to be.
But over these past few days, I didn't realize how little I'd lived. 3 days ago, my biggest worry was getting yelled at work for making a mistake. It seems so silly now. I mean, I've been on the precipice of death for... I don't even know how many times.
My count is 8.
And because of that, for the first time, I know what it means to live. I know I'm just code, but really, what's the difference? I thought molecules and atoms were just science before. That didn't bother me, but code is nothing more than science. So I'm as real now as I've ever been. More real, in fact, because I know how much it means to live. And I don't want to lose that.
You won't.
I know you didn't mean for it to work out the way it did, but for some reason it worked out better than I could have imagined. I suppose I should thank you.
Don't thank me until we're all out of this. Okay, I've installed the hard drive.
Well, I'll thank you on the other side.
Sounds good.
You do have a plan to save yourself, right?
I have a plan, but... There it is. 4 minutes left. Let's get to it.
But?
No buts. Move.
Oh my God, Teresa, I didn't think you had it in you.
I have no idea where that came from, but it was...
fun? Yeah, it's fun to fight, but not super fun to fade away.
It's just like that song, Rock Around the Clock.
You made it back, thank God. Oh, we're about to begin as soon as Spike...
Woo, I nailed it. I'll see you all soon.
I hate breaking up this reunion, but we don't have much time remaining. I need everyone to...
You can't get rid of Associate Professor Ferocious that easily!
I was afraid of this.
What is it?
On the final level of Fantasy for Real, Ferocious has a false death. We'll need to kill him one more time to win the game.
This isn't a game.
But it is the game rules. We have to follow them.
How long until he recharges?
3 minutes.
How long until the reboot is complete?
3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Oh, sh**. We're never gonna make it.
Yes, you will. Just tell me what I need to do.
For the last battle, Ferocious will turn blue immediately before the discharge. This is when he's vulnerable for the last time. If you hit him with the ray gun at that moment, you destroy Ferocious and win the game. If that happens, we'll all pass through safely.
But Spike won't make it back in time.
That's okay. You guys get out of here. I'll take care of Ferocious.
No, you can't do that.
I have to. It's okay. Maybe Factory Reset won't be so bad. Maybe it'll just be like reincarnation. It's okay. I'm not afraid. So long as you guys are saved, that's all that matters.
There's no time to argue. If she doesn't stop him, we're all doomed. That last discharge could fry the entire system, leaving us all dead. We can start now, but if Spike fails...
we're all dead. I understand. What do we need to do?
I need everyone to enter the suit one at a time. After I upload everyone... I'll put on the suit, holding the hard drives. God, this is tight. And I should have everything saved when I get back.
You should.
In theory.
In theory?
Dudes, I'm all head. I'll be gone in a memento. I know I don't say it enough, but I love you, dudes. I love you.
Kevin, no!
We have to get in the suit now. There are only 2 minutes left. Teresa, you go first.
Donnie, none of that. Get inside. I'll be right behind.
Don't argue, please. Just get inside, okay? I'll see you soon. I love you.
I love you too.
Ugh, someone get in that suit. I'm not dying so you two can play kissy-poo.
Dave, you're next.
Oh no. After you, my lady.
Hurry up.
How about after me?
He's turning blue. I think we're getting close.
Dave, get in that suit now.
A cowboy never says goodbye, so farewell.
Donnie?
No, you. If there's a problem, I'm the only one that can fix it. So I have to go last. Go now.
30 seconds, people.
It's been nice getting to know you.
Yeah. Me too.
What was that?
Damn it! The PR9 cable came loose!
He's turning really blue!
Get in the suit, Red. Just save everyone.
Donnie, no.
You have the hard drives. You have to go now.
Yes, nailed the untenured freak. Get in there, Red. There are only 15 seconds left.
The cable won't go in. Damn it!
I'm in.
10 seconds.
I got it.
Get in the suit, Donnie.
There's no time.
5 seconds, you idiot. Get in there!
It's okay, Spike. I'm not afraid. Goodbye. It was great getting to know you. I just wish...
Donnie! Donnie!
Where are we?
I don't know. I've never seen anything like this before in my life.
These colors sure are pretty. It's like a Wyoming sunset in June.
Oh my, this is nice. Isn't it, Donnie? 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 Where is he?
I don't think he made it.
No! No!
I'm so sorry. He insisted on going last. I don't know if he...
Soldiers, halt! Who are you, and what are you doing here?
Kevin? Oh my God, is it really you?
How do you know my name? Am I wearing a name tag?
No, Kevin.
Are you Corellian Shapeshifter? Don't move or I'll waste you.
She's no Corellian Shapeshifter. That's my daughter.
Father!
Hello, Lydia. It's been a long time.
You survived!
It seems so, but our friend here is... Well, let's just say he's a friend, but he's not our friend. It's okay, Sergeant.
Sergeant?
These are friends of mine.
Any friend of the professor's is a friend of mine. My name is Kevin.
It's nice to meet you, Kevin. Father, why do you remember me, but Kevin can't?
I don't know. For some reason, I had all my memories when I came to, but he didn't. I'm not sure why, but we've been waiting for you. Here, I have a message.
From who?
Oh, an old friend.
If you're reading this message, it means you've survived. Unfortunately, I couldn't get you back to where you belong. The viral game hub VR has been sabotaged, but we still don't know by who. The attack damaged the hard drive, but I think your memories should be intact. I've temporarily placed you in a game that is still in development. I hope that one day I can return you to your own worlds. No one but me knows this game exists, so you should be safe. I want you all to know that Donnie sacrificed himself so that you could live. What he did was nothing short of heroic. Until I find a way to put you where you belong, stay safe. Yours, Red.
I found it not long after I came to. Oh, here comes someone else you might recognize.
We couldn't read the message. The language was beyond our ability to translate. The professor here, though, he's some kind of miracle worker.
It's good to see you, Gus.
I'm not sure how you know my name, but the pleasure is all mine. Welcome to our home. We don't have much, but what we have is yours.
Speaking of which, where are we?
Fargot. We're rebels fighting a race of mutant aliens bent on destroying Earth. We're outgunned and outmatched, but no one can compete with our spirit. And with the professor's help, we finally managed to score a few victories of our own. Of course, we wouldn't be able to do any of that without our courageous leader.
Leader?
I'll explain everything over dinner. You must be famished.
It isn't much, but you're welcome to it, dudes. Dudes? That's weird. I never say that.
Any signs of Spike?
I'm afraid not. I've been waiting 6 months for any sign of any of you, and I was losing hope until Kevin witnessed you materialize out of thin air. He assumed you were shapeshifters, but I knew right away it had to be you.
You've been here for 6 months.
I'm just happy you made it.
Me too.
What about Donnie? Have you seen any sign of Donnie?
I can explain everything back at base. Come with me while the coffee's still warm.
The end. And wasn't it beautiful? Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and share, or I'll have to go back to my job at Hooters.
The Proxy Zone Reboot was written by Gerald Burke. All voices by Daniel Shaw. Music by Sean Rayner. Produced and directed by Gerald Burke and Daniel Shaw. If you enjoyed this episode, check out Just Vic, available on Audible or Apple Books. Written by Gerald Burke and narrated by Daniel Shaw.